Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
An unmistakable tune from the 1980s. It's Michael McDonald and James Ingram, Yamo Be There. Or at least that's what we think the title should be. Welcome to Tuesday Lunchtime's, well, bit in the middle, so to speak. And we've got Uncle Arthur in. We're going to ruin some songs.
Yeah, well, we just ruined that one because that really is Yum a B-Day.
Right.
That's one down.
We should point out, we're just going to play this. We're just going to have a listen. You sent me a load of stuff and I was chuckling at some, got frustrated because I couldn't hear some, so I'm going to get you to point them out.
Good.
I would imagine they're glaringly obvious to you, but instead of me listening to a 6-minute song and thinking, well, where is it?
Where is it?
But this is part four of misheard lyrics.
This is misheld laxatives, this is.
So here we go. This is the first one. You just heard the track.
Right. Yum a B-Day.
Yum a B-Day, yeah. Okay, I'm not quite so sure, but you could. I mean, there's some... I remember there was something from the 1980s, even the 60s as well. I think there's a load from the 1960s. And I remember, you know, hearing them and thinking it. And in some cases, I had to look it up and think, well, wasn't that the lyrics anyway? Because that's what I used to sing.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, if you've got a large family like I had, every one of them would come home with something one day and say, have you heard this? Have you heard that? Did you remember this? Oh, and by the way, do you never guess what I heard on the radio today?
Mm.
You see? And then it went from there right through my working life, even down to the point where some of my children find it highly amusing that I hear different things to them, and even down to something which we'll touch on a bit later on, probably for the last one we do today, which is another one of these odd things that people just come around to my way of thinking, perhaps.
Right, okay.
Or maybe they just all got bad ears like I've got.
All right, I've got that song queued up, ready to go in the middle of the show, if that's
okay.
All right. Yeah,
that's
is that
right.
Okay? I've got everything this side ready to go because there's about 35 misheard lyrics, so we're just about to ruin another one.
When she snows you,
I like this song as well.
She's ferocious and she knows just.
On yours, it does sound like make a crow blush.
Make a crow blush.
When you hear it on the radio,
yeah.
It sounds like make a crow blush.
Hang on, what's it supposed to be then?
It's make a pro blush.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But you say make a crow blush.
Like make a crow blush.
Make and a crow
that,
blush.
That everybody probably that doesn't think the same way as me will be thinking that says make a crow blush.
Just what it.
Oh, crikey, yeah.
What could you say?
I'm sad to say that I agree with you.
It takes some doing to make a crow blush, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
apart from when I walk outside. That's another story.
Right, ready for another?
Go on.
Right. Do you know what? I'll be honest. When I was putting this together yesterday, I actually thought that that was the lyric.
Yeah.
And I had to check it.
Yeah.
And then
excuse me while I kiss the sky. But in other words, he blows a kiss at the sky. Nothing to do with kissing a guy.
No.
But so many people over the years, because that's quite an old record, have presumed he's saying, excuse me while I kiss this guy. But he's actually saying, excuse me, while I kiss the sky. In other words, he's blowing a kiss in the air. And that one has passed into folklore. There's an American who's got a website called kissthisguy.com, apparently.
God.
I mean, I don't know what it's for or what it's even about. It's something to do with Jimi Hendrix. But they actually got that as the lyric, as the name of the whatever it is.
That's taken it to the extreme, having a website,
well,
even all these years
people
later.
People think that is what he says.
Right. So, hang on, it is Kiss This Guy.
Kiss the Sky.
Do you reckon when he did actually do this song, do you reckon he had fun with it and sort of mixed it up a bit? One time it's Sky, one time it's Guy.
No, I mean, we can't ask him, can we?
No, sadly. ready for another?
Go, go.
Can we do this one?
I don't see why not. Just play it and let people make their own mind up.
Has she done it? Has she done it yet?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what Katie Dunstall had against Leon C, but she certainly didn't seem to like it, did she? Poor old Katie. She doesn't like Leon C, does she?
Something to do with grass.
Pieces of grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, pieces of grass.
She really doesn't like Leon C because she keeps saying it.
Shall we move on so no one notices?
Yeah, go on.
Right, okay. So here's another one.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites.
Fill your boots.
Now, this is one of the all-time ones.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite beat Madonna for the number of misheard lyrics in a song, but it gets close. Part of it, he sounds like he's singing, get up in the morning, bake beans for breakfast, so that every mouse can be fed. And then it goes on to say, oh, me ears are alight.
Me ears are alight.
Me ears are alight.
Well, there was all that before,
and
in
then,
that short
on,
one.
And then the wife and the kids, they pack up and they leave me.
Oh, hold that thought, because I've got that one next.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I've been busy.
Right. Okay.
I've been busy.
Well,
so in the first one, there is the baked beans.
The baked beans.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread.
That doesn't sound so good.
So that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites.
Yeah, okay, so this is part two of the same song, and there's more in here.
Too greasy.
Something about greasy.
Darling, she said, I was yards too greasy.
Right, okay. Moving on.
Can they be that close? Just let me stay for the vicar.
One of my favourites.
Just let me staple the vicar, Just let me staple the vicar.
This well, is Chester Sledge, eh?
Be that close. Just let me staple the vicar.
What should it be?
State for the record.
State for the record. Nothing about a vicar
Nothing
at all.
Nothing to do with a vicar. Or a staple gun.
Right, okay. Ready for another. Here we go. One more. That one is so clear.
I mean, I used to work with two lads who came up to work with me in London every day from Slough when that song came out. And they used to play for Slough Town Football Club. And they used to always sing Ain't No Stopping the Slough because it was the Slough Town Football Club. But to me, it's always been Ain't No Stopping at Slough.
At Slough, yeah.
And, of course,
that.
If you ever come into London on the Great Western Railway or the Western Railway, it don't stop at Slough. So somebody must have known something back then in them days. But there ain't no stopping at Slough.
Ain't no stopping at Slough.
Yeah.
All right, the next one I didn't get, so I put the whole song in. So you might have to point me out where we've got to be. I think this is an oldie, a real oldie.
Oh, you got it.
Was that it, there?
It goes right through the whole song. It's like old Elvis and his Hot Banana.
Yeah.
It's the background singers are going yum diddy dum diddy dum, and it sounds like young Jimmy Young, Jimmy Young. And then later in the song it sounds like young Jimmy Young, Jimmy Young has got a garter.
Right, okay.
Now, we're talking early 60s here.
Yeah.
Jimmy Young was famous then.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's Bobby V.
Bobby V.
He did something else other than a rubber ball, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. He sang about Jimmy Young.
Yeah, poor old young Jimmy Young.
I can't believe it. I listened to the whole song about twice and gave up in the end.
Well,
and,
right
and there
the
it
end,
was right at the beginning.
He's got a garter.
Right. So we do one more and then have a break. But here's another one. I think this is no, it's not a whole song. It's quite a chunk, though. Have a listen. The background bit.
Yeah.
Background vocals.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Sing it back, sing it back, sing it back to me. Sing it back, sing it back, sing it back to me. Sing it back, sing it back, sing it back to me. Sing it back, sing it back, sing it back to me. Sing it back to me. Sing it back to me. Sing it back, sing it back, sing it back, 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 back.
I'm thinking
quack.
There's a duck in the
quack,
background.
Quack. Yeah. Quack.
That,
quack, quack.
That was
quack.
It, was it?
It's back to me. And it's the bloke singing it, or whoever it is, and it sounds like a duck. It's right. Going, quack, quack, quack.
Right, okay. I did hear the duck in the background then.
But
then.
He goes into one after that, and he goes, quack, 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 quack. And it's one of them songs, I can't hear it on the radio without laughing. Because people would think to me, what on earth's that man laughing at? And I'm laughing at a duck on a Maloko song.
We are going to go into a break. We're going to come out with a song that you wanted to end up with. Unfortunately, we're going to play it in out of a commercial break.
Okay.
What are we listening for? Do you want to warn... No, I'll tell you what. There is one. When you hear the song Meghan Trainor, okay,
yeah.
There is a misheard lyric in there. See if you can guess what
there's,
it is.
There's actually two misheard lyrics, but it's the same one. What some people think she says one thing, and the story is the person who thinks she says something else. That's my story.
Okay, all would be revealed after a quick break.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.
Vectis Radio.
Sure, I am now living in your world.
You are, I'm afraid. You are.
Because now you've pointed that out, what is she saying, I think you're absolutely bang on.
Right. Well, you see, the thing is, that might sound like quite a modern song for someone like me to have listened to, but you do have to endure this stuff on various radio stations when you go around the country, you know? But I always thought she was singing about the Malt Shovel, which is a pub on Emmerdale, right? It's all about the bass Malt Shovel. And I'd gone along that thing right up until a couple of years ago when a friend of ours, we had breakfast with him over in Sandown, and he came up to me and said, have you heard that song about the bass? So I said, what, you mean the Malt Shovel? And he said, no. She says, no gerbil.
No gerbil?
No gerbil. Right?
Right.
And I'm thinking... So he's heard something entirely different to me, and neither of them are correct, because she's saying no trouble.
No trouble, that's what
but
I thought originally.
But he says she's saying no gerbil.
No gerbil.
It got to the point with him, and this is the whole reason for saying this, that at his funeral a couple of years back, or a year back, they played that, because he was so besotted with the fact that she was singing about gerbils, they actually played it at his funeral. I tell you what, we're standing up there in the dead square up the top, and we're all laughing because It's singing No Gerbil. No Gerbil. And that's what he always thought she said. And that's for David Hagger, our friend. He died thinking about gerbils. There you go.
Malt shovel.
Gerbils. No Gerbil.
Wow. What can I say?
So it's that's completely unconnected with me. That was someone else coming up to me saying that.
Oh, and it's a lovely story as well.
Yeah.
Ready for another?
Go ahead.
Ready to ruin another
go
song?
On. Go ahead.
Here we go. We've done that one. Yeah, must be on there twice. Yeah. Must be on there twice. All right, then let's try this one.
We've done that one.
We've done that one as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, what's the bit we've done this one to?
She's a must to avoid. A complete impossibility.
A muscular boy.
She's a muscular boy.
She's a muscular boy.
All right.
And for years, I didn't know what they actually said. And it's a must to avoid.
Which is the name of the song, isn't it?
She's a must to avoid. Yeah. And it sounds to everybody like she's a muscular boy.
Again, I reckon if you went out on doing a gig and you were part of the band, every now and then you would chuck that in, wouldn't
you? Definitely.
Just for a bit of fun.
Definitely.
Just as if people are paying attention.
Yeah.
Ready for another? Now, I've got to be honest with you, this is one that I remember when it was, you know, out at the time and we were all singing it. But it did make me laugh yesterday because that was, crikey, it's almost getting on for 40 years. Do you know what? I know that there are. I listened to a couple of versions. There was like the old days. It was like there was like a 12-inch version yesterday, and the shorter one. And I'm fairly convinced that he's actually singing that come the end of the song.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard to not sing it, wouldn't it? Eh?
It would. It would. So go and get stuffed.
they should be saying that to one or two of the politicians, shouldn't they? They should be playing that outside the Houses of Parliament.
Only one or two.
Three or four. Yeah, I can pick a couple.
We've got quite a few to do between now and 1 o'clock. So, I mean, I've got a funny feeling we're not going to squeeze them all in. So you will have to come back and do Misheard Lyrics 5.
That would be a shame, wouldn't it, eh?
I love this one. It's there, isn't it?
Yes. For anybody that doesn't remember the old books, Noddy had a car, right? And Noddy's car, which was a little yellow thing, when he used to see or pass the policeman, he used to press the horn. And it used to, the words were, parp, tiddly, parp, parp, right? Parp, tiddly, parp, parp. And I'm quite convinced that Adam and the Ants are singing my part tiddly part part there.
He is, I'm sure he is. I didn't want to believe it because I love the song. Part part do part part.
So what's Noddy's car doing with Stand and Deliver? Maybe he wants to deliver something.
He's the getaway driver.
Yeah,
he's the getaway driver. He is. So there we are, a big number one, 1981. No one's safe. What's next?
Oh, story.
A story.
A story.
Listen carefully then, listener. She's already done it, isn't she?
She's done it.
Yeah.
Now, the story here is Everything But the Girl, Miss You. I was working in a bar doing some electrical work under a counter one morning, and they had the radio on playing songs. Now, like a lot of the people I work with, you'd sing along with the song, but it's all very well singing along with a song, but you have to sort of make your own words up.
Yeah.
Right? So, on comes Everything But the Girl. So I start singing along with it. I went down to the fridge, I took out all the cream and eggs. I closed the door. I don't want to spill it on the floor. Get the sponge fingers out and dip them in the cream with cocoa powder. Spread it all over the place. I've got a tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
And
I heard that.
While I'm singing that, I hear a load of people start clapping. So I put my head above the bar. There's about half a dozen people. They've come in the door thinking the door goes, thinking we're open. And one guy, because I went on, I did another couple of verses after that. And one guy said, I've got a 21st birthday party in here at the end of the week. Would you come in and do that for us? And I said, I'm an electrician. I'm not a singer. I can't do anything. I just do stupid things. I mean, it took me a while to remember what I actually sung. But it's the tiramisu song.
Tiramisu.
Always thought it was the tiramisu song.
Well, you're an Arsenal fan, and
I'm afraid so.
And,
yes.
And I know that there's a Japanese player that plays for Arsenal,
Tomiyasu.
And I'm pretty sure that he's tiramisu in our house.
Tomiyasu. Everything has a story, Ian. That's the whole point. And most of this is done when you're working. The one thing you don't want to be doing is worrying about what's going on. You try and lighten the load, and if you've got people around you, you quite often chip in with lyrics that you think something sounds a bit more like this or a bit more like that. Or sometimes, in the case when I'm on my own, I just sing my own words. And, you know, it's a family thing. My brothers do the same thing. My sister does it. My brother-in-law does it. You know, we're all absolute raving loonies.
Well, do you know what? I totally get that. And this week, I told you off air that I was in the process of laying some carpet tiles. and it took me... I was on my knees for about 6 hours. And I had my music on, and I was singing along, and I thought to myself, this takes me back to when I used to work on a building site or in a boatyard, and you're having a bit of fun, and you sing along, and yes, you sing what you hear.
You put your own words in.
Yeah, I was doing all that. I can't mention any of the songs, because most of the songs that I was listening to had bad language in.
Yes. Unfortunately.
ready for another.
I wanna love you every day and every night.
I've got to tell you, this took me ages.
Did it?
This took me ages to find this.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think you even had a driving licence, let alone a car.
We'll be together with the roof rack over our heads.
There you go.
We'll
share. Got a roof rack.
With a roof rack over our head.
Yeah.
But, see, now that you've said that and I heard it, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the original should be.
A roof right over our head.
A roof right over our head.
But it's a roof rack.
Yeah, but quite clearly he says a roof rack over our head. And he does too.
Every day and every night we'll be together with the roof right over our head.
With a roof rack over our head. All right. Dear. Okay. Let's have a look at this one. This is the Isley Brothers.
It's a shame that the Isley Brothers have got a misheard lyric, because I love the Isley Brothers.
All right, so the misheard lyric you're listening out for...
coming up.
Okay.
He's a lady.
Ooh, fat lady.
Beautiful lady.
Ooh, fat lady.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's
fat lady.
It's there, isn't it? It's clear.
Yeah.
It's as clear as day. So the Isley Brothers, that should be That Lady and Ooh Fat Lady.
Ooh Fat Lady, yeah.
Right, again, I bet that they went on tour with that and sang those words.
One of my friends used to actually say, Hoof That Lady.
See, that fits as well, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Okay, there's another.
We gotta hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we're making or not.
We're naked.
Did I miss that one?
It doesn't make matter. A difference if we're naked or not.
Right.
We gotta hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
Naked or not?
Yeah.
Another song ruined. Right, so Bon Jovi. On the hit list again.
We don't need no...
Now, I didn't... When this one cropped up and you sent me this, and I thought, I'll have a little listen, I thought, no, this one's gone, this one's a step too far. And then I heard it and thought, oh, my.
It depends what you hear it on, but on some, it's very obvious, but on other things, better quality things, you can't hear it. But you're listening out for what is in the classroom.
Thoughts control.
Hang on, was that it?
No dogs or cats are in the classroom.
No dogs or cats are in the classroom.
Dodge control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
All right, no dogs or cats in the classroom. That's ruined another one.
Dear.
All right, there's about four different versions of that as well. Yeah. I must have a little listen. I know there's one that you can't play because it's got bad language in, but
yeah.
I must have a little look at the others and see if they are, you know.
Mm.
Okay.
Wherever you are.
And again, when this one, you sent me this one, and I thought, no way. No way does she say that.
I believe that's the hardest goal.
Now, what is she doing singing about hot dogs?
Exactly. Where the hot dogs have come from.
Yeah, that's like... I mean, it's cold. Yeah, it's a Titanic.
Yeah. Well, it certainly wouldn't be cooking hot dogs.
You are, I believe that's the hottest.
Yeah. I don't think Celine Dion has got much of a sense of humour.
I don't suppose
she was singing that, but then it done half sound like hot dogs.
Yeah, I wonder if there was onions with the hot dogs.
All right, so here we go.
It's another one.
Ready?
She's an easy llama.
She's an easy llama.
Oh dear.
She's an easy llama.
She's an easy llama.
Right. When that first came out, do you remember doing that in 1985 when it first came out, or is that something that you've?
We've always had the llama. It's always been the llama. Phil Collins was always the butt of quite a few people's jokes anyway. And when he came out with that, we didn't actually know it was two blokes originally singing it. We thought it was a bloke and a woman.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, it's always been an easy llama. It's just one of them things, really, isn't it?
Easy llama.
Easy llama.
Phil Bailey was the other fella, of course, from Earth, Wind & Fire.
Well, I don't know who he was from, but I didn't even know it was a bloke till I saw him on the telly.
Two drummers.
There you go.
We live it like in a Dolce Vita. A game of yesterday.
Now, there were so many different versions of this. I don't think this is the original version, so I'm not quite sure.
It should be Ryan Paris.
It is Ryan Paris, yeah. There was loads of different versions that he did.
Yeah.
Because obviously it was a hit all over Europe, and he did certain things for certain countries. But
yeah.
I'm so alone in the Dolce Vita. Oh, baby, tell me.
Go.
Ready?
It's on a sty.
Pigs on a sty.
Pigs on a sty.
Pigs on a sty.
Hang on, let's just go back.
Nobody else than you. It's on a sty.
Pigs
together
on a sty. Who'd have thought it? In the Dolce Vitae, there is pigs on a sty.
Pigs on a sty. Yeah.
Just.
Do you know what? This one took ages to find, but when I found it, I thought, wow, I'll never be able to sing this song in the same way again.
Well, you can't mistake it. Once you hear it, you cannot miss it.
If Billy Bonds
should ever write my life story. I wonder if Billy Bonds ever knew that he was famous from a Gladys Knight song.
Yeah, and it's quite clear, that one.
It's clear.
Oh, hang on. Let's just go back a little bit more. Billy Bonds, that West Ham United player.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's my favourite. That's my favourite of the day, that is. If Billy Bonds should ever write my life story.
She's singing If Anyone, but it sounds to me like everybody else that I knew at the time always thought she was singing Billy Bonds.
Billy Bonds.
Billy Bonds.
Right, ready for another?
Yep.
Yeah. Have we done it?
Yeah. Comes the morning and the head lice.
Head lice?
Head lice.
Right. Uh-huh. And the head lice fades away. All right, you are definitely going to have to come back because we've got so many more to do. Girl, don't try to make up all the reasons. I'd rather leave than never believe if this is it. Yeah. Please let me know. If this is...
Is this a zit?
Huey Lewis and the News. This is a zit. The greatest band in the whole wide world.
I've upset you with this one because this is a favourite of me and my blokes I used to work with, and we used to think that he wrote the last bit about us because we worked for a company called Nixdorf, who used to be computer people out in Buckinghamshire, and we always thought he sung Going Down to Nixdorf's Caravan, which we thought was great. But of course the real thing is what he's actually doing with Michelle and what she was doing with her feet. And I feel like William Tell made Mary and her gin-soaked feet. Pulling muscles for Michelle.
I'm a big fan of Squeeze, and I know that Chris Difford's wrote some incredibly funny lyrics, and I did have to check that to see if it was actually gin-soaked feet, and obviously it's not.
Tiptoed feet,
yeah.
But it's gin-soaked feet,
gin-soaked
and he's definitely
feet.
Pulling Michelle's muscles.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest.
There you go. John Denver.
And what was that?
You fill up my senses like a night on the 4X. 4X used to be a very strong lager. Okay?
Yeah.
If you went down the pub and had a night on the 4X, you didn't normally get home. So you fill up my senses like a night on the 4X.
Like a night in a forest.
All right. Not in a forest, but it does sound 4X-like.
Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. Right. Now, we think this was, because obviously that's, I can't think of his blinking name there, the singer. He's doing it, right, doing all the singing, and the guys are all standing behind him. So we think they're making fun of him, right? Because while he's singing away, they're going, watch your back, watch your back.
Well, do you know what, when you said that and I looked at it, I thought... It sounds like wash your back.
Well, it could be anything, but it's want your back.
Wash your back. Let's have a listen. I just want you back for good. Wash your back. Wash your back. Wash your back. Wash your back. Wash your back.
I could imagine Robbie Williams standing behind saying, watch your back.
Yeah.
Watch your back.
All right. It's 7 minutes to one. We're going to try and get another couple in. Bubble,
toilet trouble.
Toilet trouble. Let's just have one more listen to that. Right. Toilet trouble. Okay, look, we're going to leave it there because we've got I've got about three or four left, and we haven't got time to do them, and I want to do them justice. So,
what a shame.
We are going to we'll leave it there, and we're going to play out with Bobby V. And we've already done this. It's Jimmy Young.
Yeah, and he's got a garter
and
at the end.
Listen to got a garter at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. It's good to see you. And you'll be back at some point, probably in the summertime or
maybe
just before summer.
Misspelt larynx
five,
or something.
Part five. It's a bit like we've started something we could carry on for this. It would be like the Now albums.
You could go on. Yeah.
All right. It's 5 to 1. Stand by because this is Bobby V. And right at the beginning, there's a lyric taking you all the way through that can be misheard. And it is all about Jimmy Young.